been a long time, long time. We shouldn't have left you, left you. Without a dope beat. Step two, step two.
Welcome back to Shock Therapy. This is your boy JT.
It's been a long time.
Back in the studio on the air.
Fireworks.
Right.
We doing it like that?
We back here. I got my boy co-hosting with me.
What's going on? This C. Murder. Up to C. Murder. This Big Koi in the house. What's going on?
We're here to run the airwaves for a minute.
Just for a little while.
Yeah.
Shoot him with a little something.
So I don't know if anybody had a chance to listen to the show we had did last time when we talked about side dishes. Was that our show? That we took over the show.
Well, we took over the show. I think it was more like side wives.
Yes.
They called it side wife syndrome.
Yeah. So I called it side dishes.
That's all
same
right.
Thing.
Ain't nothing wrong with hot dogs and buns.
Exactly. So just giving you a little synopsis of the things that you may be hearing on this show. If anybody used to listen to me back before, you would know that I have a tendency to just run my mouth and say whatever it is that I have to say. I don't hold back. I'm just straight, raw, and to the point. And I think my boy C. Murder here is about the same way.
Well, more than likely. I mean, you know, they say I'm a little bit more... You know, in depth
pause,
with
pause,
it, but
pause. That's cool. To break in, man. I'm gonna have to call a foul on the play, man.
We
gotta see Murder, man. You can't be coming in here stealing people's names, man.
I ain't gonna steal the man's name.
I'm trying to be in the background.
It's another C. Murder.
Matter of fact, C. Murder about to come up in a minute. We're gonna resolve this issue. You can't be taking the Ed Lover, man. That's who you are.
All right, well, I'll be Ed Lover till we come up with another new name for me.
Well, we gotta get a co-host name right here. He gotta get maybe all my women fans that we used to have could probably get you one.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We're leaving it up to the women.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to do all that, but they out there. They was ruthless at the time.
You don't want to leave it to the women?
No.
We can leave it. Well, come on, man. We got to leave it to some of them.
Some of them can help out. Someone can help out.
I don't mean to cut in.
Mean? We are you just fine.
Yeah, well, you was all right.
You can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I can't hear myself.
Not by choice, but yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, anyway, that's the architect.
Yeah. Anywho, what I'm trying to get at is, let me break in real quick because we just had a small controversy earlier about the rights to the C. Murder name. And we got the real authentic C. Murder in here to come in and settle the score. Ladies and gentlemen, C. Murder, the real C. Murder from the band of brothers. Set the record straight on them using your name and everything, because yeah, they trying to strip you of your title, man.
Oh, I'm sorry, bro, but the original was here. The original was here, like the original.
Oh, so now he's trying to call me Copycat.
Right.
Okay, well, I'll take my work name. I'll take Big C. I'll take that
one. A little high.
So now we got C. Murder and Big C on the mic.
I mean, I call you Big Koi, Big C. That all work. That all work out. So now that I'm back, we got everything settled in. Let's see where we're going. You all right over there, man? Don't be affecting the mics, man.
No, I ain't trying to affect the mics.
Just ladies and gentlemen,
I got a cold.
I'm for just getting over one.
For viewers that might be new to the show, and Culture Shock Entertainment as a whole, this is a little different than the Band of Brothers. See, the Band of Brothers, we like to be, you know, nice, compact, and neat. We actually have topics that we talk about. You know, we segue. We try to be professional. Shock Therapy on the other end.
Wait a minute.
It's a little different. A little different how they run things. You know, it's kind of just fly by the seat of your pants, you know, because I think that's what JTB stands for in like Greek or something like that. Like, you know, just random chaos.
Oh, it's going to be a whole lot of different.
Yeah, random chaos. So, ladies and gentlemen, get prepared for it. So, what can we be looking for? I heard you say something about your all of your women fans that you had. I don't know if you want to call them women fans or...
They were my fans.
Or
they
like
were my
a
groupies.
Woman mob,
they were my
you know.
Groupies. Oh, where my groupies at? Come back, ladies. I need you. I need you.
Okay.
He need his cronies back.
Yes.
He blazing the fire already. I see you ain't got a lick of rust on you. You in full stride, I see.
Hey, that's all right. The man is a politician.
Hey.
This is what this show is going to be about. We politic.
Exactly. I got a doctoral degree. I'm a politician. I do everything, man. I'm campaigning my women.
But you do everything, but you don't do anything right.
To them. But last time I checked, I thought I did everything right. So that's all that matters.
Beautiful.
That's everything
that's
right
all
there.
That matters. Exactly.
I'm agree with them.
I'm pretty sure they're looking forward to hearing from you.
I would love to hear from the ladies again. Ladies, it would be great if you would chime in. We have to do a live show once again. So I could shut all of them down.
That right there.
You might
I
actually have
to
show
hear.
Up on time to do a live show. But check this out. You know, this is something. Hey,
you taking cheap shots at me this Sunday?
No, actually. See,
he was actually trying to
feeling
talk about
guilty.
Me.
Yeah. You're feeling guilty.
He gonna hit me with the uppercut today.
He knows who I'm talking about. You know, one time in a blue moon, it's understandable to be late. But when your life revolves around lateness, yeah, he knows who I'm talking about, Mr. JCB. But check this out, Junior Teddy Bear. We actually been working on something actually live in studio. We want to do a little battle of the sexes thing, men versus women. We've been having a lot of women.
Oh Lord.
With their chiming in on different. So we're gonna get them in here and let it just be an epic explosion between all the men and the women.
I would love that.
And see who really can flex their muscles the best, if you will.
What you think about that, C. Murder?
Are these our wires we talking about, or do we just?
I don't know.
To be a good mixture. Actually,
we got our own little feud going on, if you will, because the women of the inner circle would feel the need that they want to critique and analyze all of our shows, and I'm not a big fan of that.
They need to come in here and sit between me and you.
Oh no,
what?
Because they think that this
gonna
get out of control.
Some of the shows I've been doing something.
I don't think you want like going to work and having a job because they'd be kind of like angry for real. We got a couple women in mind that's gonna make a good.
What they've been saying.
The women. Well, you know about the 99.9%. We had that on the show. Remember that?
99. Oh, that the 90, men are the problem. 99.9% of the time.
Yeah, men are wrong. 99.9% of the time. Wow. I gotta send you that link.
Last week, while we was,
I thought I fixed that up last time.
You didn't even chip away at it at all. So.
And then last week, while we was making a little money. We had a woman say that, you know, 20% of us are cheaters.
No, you said that wrong. Only 20% are faithful.
Oh, my bad. Only 20% are faithful.
They said that 80% of men are unfaithful?
Yeah. Wow. We basically ain't nothing.
It take the women to allow us to be unfaithful.
That's kind of one of the...
So it take 100% of the women...
And I came in on the other end of the conversation, and I was just like, yo... She was like, well, how many men do you know that are faithful to their woman? I named the four that I know.
Right.
She got an attitude.
What?
A straight attitude.
And this is what I'm going to like about the battle of the sexes. Some of these women think they're so right, they hate when they get boxed in the corner to prove that they're wrong.
Man.
I think that's going to be fun. So I'm going to be happy to moderate that.
They was doing way too much.
So let me test out the water a little bit, because I threw out a number that was deadly accurate. C. Murder, JTB. How many men do you think, percentage wise, do you think are actually faithful?
Are we talking married men, you
know, as a whole?
We talking about married men and people in the relationship.
Okay, so if you, wow. I dare say it's more than 20%. I mean, that's like a slap in the face.
Yeah, it is.
I'll give 75% at least.
We actually had a few 75s, but go ahead. Yeah, what you got, C-Murder? What you got?
I wouldn't go that far. I give it a. You
we
know,
actually did have a, you know.
Go ahead. I don't want his number to be tainted. Go ahead and throw that number out. What you got?
Man, I want to say 50.
See, there we go. We had between 40 and 50 was the number, was the range I gave.
50-50.
Yeah,
I want to say 50.
I said
between the people that I know, and that was the people that I know. Was
100%. I mean, the people that I know are pretty faithful to their women.
The people that I know was 100%. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you single, you just single. You know what I'm saying?
And what's
you don't
your definition
have anybody
of single?
Your definition of single is that you don't have nobody that you have to sit up there and report to, whether it be
exactly
married or in a relationship. You just kicking it. That's the definition of single.
What? Hold up. You had me until you said whether you're married or in a relationship. What you mean? You can't be single and married. How does that work?
No. I said unless what I meant to say is this. If you are married, you're not single. If you are not married, you are single. You just in a relationship.
So there's no building points where you get to a point right before, right between single and married where y'all in a serious commitment.
Yeah, when he asked to marry.
So in the engagement period, that's when it officially becomes
that's
serious.
That's what I would think, you know. But as a grown single person, if you don't have a ring on your finger, like most people dare to say, well, I can do what I want to do. That's what people say.
Yeah, it's not that strict. I've had problems in my relationship because of that. I mean, of course, when you're single, you can bail out anytime you want to. There's there's no binding agreement.
Right.
But if we call ourselves talking, you don't have the option to play the field and think I'm going to just wait on the sideline for you to return. That's not an option.
Some people beg to differ about that. Some people think that, you know, just because that they are don't have a ring on their finger per se, that they are single.
And everybody I know that's ever said that and didn't change their mindset on that still don't have a ring on their finger. Mm. If you think you're going to be able to play by single rules and then somebody going to want to marry you.
I mean,
you got to make a commitment earlier before the marriage part starts.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, you got to make that commitment that it's just me and you totally and all that other stuff. And then when they put that spiritual whip on that left hand finger right there.
Wait.
Spiritual whip.
What'd you call that? Okay.
I like that. Spiritual whip.
Yeah, that's like that. Spiritual whip.
Spiritual whip.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once they put that little band on your finger, things change a little bit more.
Sometimes.
But you do have to have a commitment process.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah, me and my wife got engaged early. I was like 18, man, and it was just kind of like we went to the same college together. High school sweethearts. We've been together since 12th grade.
You went to school to ours?
No, sweethearts. No.
Oh, okay.
Let me clarify. I'm a tar blooder.
Okay, all right.
I'm a tar blooder. Me and the wife. So.
Man, you can't all right then.
Yeah.
I live down the street from it.
Oh, it's all right then. Oh, you a tar blooder too?
Yeah. I didn't go there, but I lived around that way.
You off the clear? So
no,
good.
No. Wait, I did go to summer school there one time.
Okay, that counts.
Do that count?
A little bit. You walk through the front doors, you're a tar blooder.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've been together since 12th grade. So, I was committed for, up until we got married. And we were actually engaged for like 6-7 years. 18, we got engaged. We didn't get married till 23. Young age. I dare say we were committed during that time.
Now, I dare ask this question to Buns, since this is shock therapy.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
What is the good time for a man to have a child?
Oh, wow.
Good time for a man to have a child?
A good time for a man to have a child.
It depends. You going to take care of it or you just want to have it?
No.
You can start at 18.
We're going to be fathers now.
Whenever your seed decide to swim, you can be a father.
I would say when you are financially stable. It's like before you buy a house.
Yeah.
I would say stay in a relationship with the woman you have the child with. It all works out.
Oh yeah.
If y'all can be cohesive and work it out, that way you leave out the drama. the paycheck being short,
right?
And all that other drama going on with having a child.
What clarifies is a paycheck being short, like per se, and because I had my son pretty young, so.
Okay.
But I always took care of him. It wasn't a day in this lifetime that he didn't exist to me and vice versa. So I had my son when I was I had just turned 20. Actually, I had him at 19, but the next month I was 20 years old. So we are a month and a day. We a month and 2 days apart.
That's older than most.
In 20.
I know some 11, 12th graders who had
seven
babies.
16, 17 years old.
My best friend was 16. He had two, a year apart.
Yeah, and that's why I posed to ask that question, because as a man, I feel like that my job, even though my son is 18 years old now, still my job to you know, provide for them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, love them and stuff.
You got to be, like, mentally prepared, too. You know what I'm saying? For men, I think it takes a little longer to be mentally prepared for stuff.
I'm
going to
agree
with
that.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
For a woman, I think they had the process of holding a child and bonding and having all that stuff. But for men, I think when it, you know, we may have a process of waiting, but when it come out, that's different. That's different because things start changing. Like, dang, all these plans I had kind of just go away. And now you just look like you're just going at it.
I'm going to tell you what was weird for me calling somebody else my name.
Yeah.
That seemed like really weird just for me. You know what I'm saying? Just to be sitting up there and be like, Coy. Coy. It just seemed retarded. I'm like, I'm talking to myself. And sometimes I do feel like I'm talking to myself because talking to him a whole lot of times is like talking to one of these walls in this room. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, so you'd be like, hey, come here, simpleton. Didn't I tell you I asked you to do something?
Simpleton.
Yeah, I mean, you know, trust me, I have a whole lot of colorful words for him if we wasn't on the air actually.
Oh, yeah.
But, that is my dude, but you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to really know.
I don't have children of my own, but I don't have a problem with calling other people's children names either. So I understand where you're coming from.
Exactly, and I don't have a problem with that either. I'm going to tell you what. Just the other day, I was sitting in the grocery store, and I'm watching these little bad kids just run around. I'm like, yo, where's your mama at? Mama sitting behind her. You know, and they just throwing butter,
wait a minute.
Lettuce all outside the cart.
Butter?
Butter.
Oh, no.
I ain't talking about regular butter. I'm talking about Crunchy Crock.
Oh, no.
You know, so they in there, they lifting up the lids. You know, how you crack the lid to the Crunchy Crock. Yeah. Ain't nothing but a lid on there. Ain't got no plastic seal around. They stick the hand all in. Rub it all on across the eggs. I wanted to grab some and rub across his face, but I didn't say nothing.
Kids is these, man.
That's my point exactly. They was little black kids, too. They wasn't no little
you
white kids.
You need a moisturizer, I guess. Lip is ashy.
Put some on your hand.
All right.
Come here. Let me talk to you for a minute. Yeah, but, you know, just as a father, I just wanted to know if, you know, because a lot of people think that I might have had Coy too young. But at the age that I am right now, I think it's about the right time because we grown together. We love together. Do a whole lot of things together, you know. And I just appreciate him for being who he is. And I just want him to appreciate me for who I am.
Right.
And, you know, that's why I asked that question, you know, how young is how young?
Children. These two men have you have children.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just saying in the building.
What's up, y'all? What'd it do?
Nothing.
DJ?
Not a thing. I ain't y'all talking about loving and kids and cunky.
Nobody
said anything about love.
Country crock.
Right, yeah, no.
We talked about kids.
Ain't nothing wrong with flipping them over and putting a little country crock on that rear
out
end.
The production area and figure out why is anybody, none of y'all can say country crock correctly? I'm hearing crunchy crock and country cock.
And country crock.
Oh, wait a minute. That's all
right. Ain't nothing wrong with being crunchy and black either.
Right.
Country crock. Country crock. Ain't that it?
I don't mess with it. Nah, you know.
Come on in here, Math. I'm going to put you on blast, too. Come on in and grab you a chair.
Oh, wow. That's how we doing?
Welcome to Shock Therapy.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the classic Shock Therapy element. This is what happens when one show shows up late into another show.
Hey, everybody, stop telling people, man.
We were late, man.
That's dry snitching.
To the radio audience, we on time.
Dry snitching on the job station, you know. We got enough room here to share. We ain't got to kick nobody out.
Yeah, but
that's what
happened. He dry snitching on us.
Just talking and stuff.
Yeah, it's all good.
I was in the parking lot waiting.
I was far off, so I had to come in, you know.
Yeah. You had to catch up.
People coming from far and near, and far.
Right, exactly.
Where the doc at? Can somebody tell me where the doc at?
I'm right here.
No.
What are you talking about the other doctor?
Where the love doc at?
He talking about the doctor that's on the bed, brother.
Light-skinned ninja, that's what I call him.
Yeah. Where is he at? Can somebody tell me where he at?
That's all right. He's doing his 36 chambers.
Shh. I don't know.
Oh,
I think his wife got him in jail.
Mm. Yeah.
The doctor?
Love doctor.
Let's start it. I'm starting it up.
In jail?
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
His wife got him in jail. You need to let that boy out on probation.
You say the love doctor is in jail?
Let him
love
on parole.
In jail.
On parole.
He must not his be wife, practicing what he preached like, or something.
I don't think he in jail, man. I think he parole.
Whatever. No, he in jail because he can't get out the house.
Doctor. Love doctor.
Too smooth.
Come on back if you hear this. Come on back and holler at us.
Go on, spread some rose petals out on the
love doctor, you got to take your shirt off. Or your chest.
Do some push-ups first.
Hey, shave it.
Yeah, shave some of that hair off. Then, you know, lotion that chest meat. Up. You know what I'm saying? Lotion that chest. Flex on it. You know what I'm saying?
You got to shave that taco meat off your chest, love doctor.
What's wrong with you? You falling off, bro. I ain't seen a love doctor in like a month.
It ain't been no month.
Man, it feel like a month.
It's been about 2 weeks.
It's been about 3 weeks.
About two.
About three.
About two.
Man, that's a long time.
Y'all should have called me in to fill in for me. I'm JTB, Dr. JTB. I'm here. What questions do you have,
Junior Teddy Bear? Take
could,
it to
well, him. Legally, he could say some stuff that you can't say.
Yeah. Illegally, I still say it. I don't care. I still say it.
You better not be saying some of the stuff he said.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff he say only married men. Yeah.
Make you stand in the corner.
I still say it.
Remember that?
Come on, man. Don't get quiet on me now. Don't get quiet on me. He said jail. Jail was your topic.
I see you all freshly dreaded.
He on parole.
Right.
He paroled today. Come on out here and give us some of this paroleness.
Look, the man got his hair done and oiled his chest. Yeah,
exactly. Hey.
Come on, Rome. You falling off, bro.
Hey, he a little silky today.
He is. Look at it clean.
He got his edge chilling, splendid.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Come on, man. Give us some of that good room, man.
Right.
I don't know. I'm just chilling right now. You know what I'm saying?
What's the buzzword? Give us
the buzzword. He rubbing his nose like
that. Hey, man. Math got it going. Man. Hey, you can tell when he got his stuff done because you can see his scalp.
The shine.
Yeah,
it's that extra shine. Yeah.
That pink.
That luster's
pink. Yeah, that pink oil.
That luster's oil.
That pink oil. That's what it is. Hey, see,
he ain't even
messing with him today. He ain't even twisting them.
Nah, right. They just shine.
Nah, I'm good right now.
And they all even. Look, they all even.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Man, what's going on with you, man?
Not much. I'm chilling, man.
What you do all week? Talk to the people.
See, man.
Run some game on some females?
Nah, not
this week.
Nah.
They ain't too cool with that.
They forever trying to put somebody on blast. In front of the mic, man.
He said sometimes he.
Oh God.
Just man. Chilling. Last weekend we was house shopping last weekend.
Yeah,
then pretty much during the week, just working, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Busy.
Get that paper.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Where you thinking about moving to?
For real. We wanted to move in Bedford, you know, but it might end up being like Garfield or either Maple.
School.
Watch them cops and Garfield, boy.
You ain't lying.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm all legal. You know what I'm saying? So I'm good.
That's you legal map. For right now? Then you go home. And keep talking about that jail stuff. That's all right, well, right there, man. What y'all think about that fight last night?
Man, you know what? First of all, I'm upset. Let me say this.
What?
I was back and forth on ordering the fight. I'm not going to order the fight. I was going to go up to my man's spot up at Mitchell's, pay the little $5,
right.
Watch the fight. Didn't feel like getting up. It was one of them lazy days. I worked third shift.
Right.
Come 11:30, quarter to 12, I'm like, am I going to order it? 12 o'clock. I'm like, man, forget it. I'm going to go ahead and order it. Turn the fight on. It was the end of the seventh round. So I paid $75 to watch the 8th through the 12th round.
It was 75?
Wow. You know the fight started.
It was 12 rounds?
You know the fight started at about 11:30.
Maybe it was 35.
It was 3.
I thought it was 30. They said it ain't. You can't even watch Dancing with the Stars on pay-per-view for $35.
What back in the day, the fight was $50.
Back in the day.
You talking about back in the day, it was
$50. Since when has been 30? Wait a minute.
So now you know at least 10 years later, it's going to be 100 or either 75 or something like that.
Right.
That was a long time ago.
So he's
man.
Talking about inflation. Inflation gonna bring that's it up to 75.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
$75. That was 100.
I paid 75.
Yeah, I ordered that fight. Yeah. Just I wanted to watch a whole lot of dance.
That was a waste of money.
And nothingness.
Yeah. And they told me you will be charged $75.
You better call your cable company.
Renting it.
Hey, I only watch from the seventh on. Yeah. Y'all better give me a
That's
discount.
That's a good point.
Why you watching so late?
I was kind of back and forth. I'm like, man, I want to see this fool. I know he's going to win. I want to see him running around. But he actually made it interesting in the 11th, 12th round. He might have to get a knockout. But,
what did he do?
You know.
I liked it, man. I enjoyed it.
I mean, he lost. He did what he – I mean, he won. Excuse me. Floyd, I'm talking about. He did what he did. He, you know, he jabbed, stick and move, you know. No foot don't like get hit.
You gotta hit him. So. That's the whole object of boxing. Can you hit
right.
Can
he showed me some skill this fight though. You know what I'm saying? He started letting loose on him though. I mean Floyd usually kind of reserved though.
The thing is, and he told y'all in the promo, his objective is to leave boxing with a what he said, healthy body and a sharp mind. Sharp he don't care what y'all think.
Right.
He just want to get in there, and he know y'all
fools
gonna pay $75 for a pay per view against Andre Berto, who has just lost three of his last six
fights. Wait. Them fools, because I didn't order it.
I didn't either.
I wasn't that dumb. Now, if he want to fight somebody, go fight Triple G.
He can go fight Sugar Ray Leonard. With his stutter and stammer himself now, y'all still Russian pay dude. $80 to watch him fight him.
Ain't nobody. Sugar Ray Leonard? I pay to watch that. I pay to watch. Yeah.
Shut up. Ain't nobody paying to watch that.
Right. It'd have been better than that. It'd have been better than Mayweather and Pacquiao.
Yeah.
I pay to watch that. I know Sugar Ray going to go in on him.
Yeah.
Sugar Ray
still look good now.
Yeah, for one round.
That's okay. That would be one round well worth that $75.
It take him a little minute to get them words out now, though. He ain't the sharpest of you.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Right.
Hey, he ain't never been the sharpest knife in the drawer.
But he still cut.
But he still cut. That's what I'm talking about.
What was the name of
that show? Long as he still cut.
What was the name of that boxing reality show they had? He was the host, and he'd be sitting there talking like, come on. Toe the line, like, he ain't got it no more.
He ain't right.
His brain like messed
boxer
up, man.
From Harlem Nights.
Right. Exactly. He ain't right at all.
Respect your elders.
Tommy Hearns, they hit the hill too many times, man. Like, that's my boy, Sugar Ray, man. But Marvin Hagler, he had right. to call him, you know, that no
mindset. The architect is dirty for that one.
Yeah, he is. Right, man.
He was on first take.
I was on first take.
And he was actually using his hands to try to force the words out.
Y'all ain't right, man. Y'all ain't right.
I know
to pick the words out of his mouth. Stop it. I got kids. I ain't about to talk about no man.
Why? Oh my God.
Harlem Nights, y'all stupid.
So, yeah, that's. Hey, so, no, that wouldn't be a good idea to do that. But what else y'all got before we close this out? That's just a little bit of randoms that y'all get from the Brothers of Shock Therapy. They're getting their feet a little wet.
I think we've been kind of reserved, actually.
Yeah, and I'm just kind of shocked about that. I'm looking forward to seeing bigger and better things from you guys. Add some topics.
What can we get?
I mean, say something off the wall. Keep your language clean. That's all I ask. I mean, usually,
how clean?
Usually, follow this man's lead. He take you. If some of the stuff he said over the pulpit is not even safe. So I mean, you can go.
The only reason I said that,
because I do say some wild stuff.
Because we said like hot dogs and buns.
That's fine. Y'all been saying that.
Pink lotion, lustrous. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I take it a little further than that.
Plastic bag. Because once the women get a hold that y'all back on Friday. Fridays at 4 p.m. Y'all cool with that? Fridays at 4 p.m. I wanted to keep you in your same
Fridays
time.
Fridays at 4.
You know,
that's all right with me.
When the mob comes, they're going to straighten y'all out. And once again,
why would you say something?
I have to say.
And why I got to be the mob?
You'll see.
They're going to straighten us out.
Mr. Big C, you'll see.
Ain't nothing to be scared of.
Absolutely nothing.
Something's wrong with this, man.
Keep on listening.
A lot of them, we can probably flick off like
that. That's what happened when that spiritual whip, you got yours on. When you had your spiritual whip on, you get scared to say different stuff. You start agreeing with the women and stuff, talking about some. They going to get you straight.
They
going
to
get you straight. Sounding like a scared slave.
He's putting on the front because he's crazy and don't care. But I hope he has your back.
He got
the mob
Cheerios
comes
on that finger.
He got a little Cheerio on the finger.
I'm an alpha male.
I hope he has your back when the mob comes swarming down on you for whatever it says.
They can't go swarming down on me.
Ain't no mob.
Hey, now you know I don't care. I don't care about nobody.
It's only three of them.
Right. And my nickname is Debo.
You can bring all three of them up here and we can have a conversation. It could be me against them. Three.
I've done it in groups and quadrants before.
Stephanie, Sierra. And April, that's it.
I don't know who their names don't even sound scary.
That's what I'm saying. That ain't the mob. He's making up his own mob. That ain't the mob.
I'm scared of Stephanie. I'm like, hey, man. I'm like the JTB over there. That sound like Cheerios.
That's called whip syndrome.
Raisin Bran.
Whip syndrome. Yeah, you know, back in slavery time, they would whip slaves so much they get scared to talk.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they had reactions.
You know, there's normally a word.
That's what's happening to the architect. He over there squirming and stuff because he thinking his wife had him.
Hey, he trying to whip. They trying to whip us into shape like our name.
Like he got Parkinson's or something. Like,
there's normally a word that goes in front of whip that you haven't experienced in a while. So I'll take the whip. I'm fine with being kidding. I'm just gonna put it out there.
How you know I ain't had it in a while?
In every way, okay, would be why he hating, man.
Wait, why he hating? 20 seconds. Flag on the play. Below the belt. Hey, man, you.
What's that, James?
You didn't went from bread costing a penny to.
James was smashing people all week, man.
For real?
Yeah, I'm just saying, I mean, you want to talk about this whip. I can look at this whip and say,
I can go home and release some stress. Wait a minute, maybe that could be a topic. Where's the mute button for his mic? This just came from a man that got breakfast last week for the first time in 15 years. Hey, I thought he was the quiet one, man.
He's Mr. Soundbite. There you go. You gave him some material. You know, I might not get breakfast in bed, but I get something else in bed. You know, my bed is warm in the morning.
My bed warm in the morning, too.
What you, man?
Now, you got an electric blanket. You got that cold spot on the other side.
I ain't intentionally. With a gust of wind, I'm good to go. Each and every day.
So, I mean, since we didn't open up the can of worms, tell us how you did it. On a serious note, like on a side with serious note. How do you do it, man? How do you do it?
I have no idea, actually. It's something you just take day by day. It's like AA, you know what I'm saying? It's like an AA meeting.
The women might love you. One step at a time.
One step at a time.
The mob might turn into fans after this, but you mind sharing how long it's been?
No.
No.
He can't.
It's not long.
You shock therapy. Men talk. We don't got a minute.
You can't do that to him.
No. I ain't gonna let you put my partner on blast like that.
What's wrong with the architect?
I might get you a wife, man, if you answer the question.
No, he don't want no wife right now. We doing shock therapy.
Find another wife.
Time out. See, you cheating right now. You cheating the game.
How am I cheating?
Hold on. He's trying to play the game by the rules. Of course, you can say you don't want no wife because you're going to dibble and dabble whenever you feel like it. But
that ain't true. How you gonna put me on blast?
The architect is on one today, man.
Trick your teeth. That's what you do.
Trick his teeth. Hey, I guarantee you, if you put yourself on a 2 week band, you'll be coming in with a change of tune.
That's what happened when you get breakfast in bed. You get an extra dose of confidence.
Right. Yeah. He got all types of confidence.
He got the right.
That ain't what did it. This man trying to take shots at him. Keep calling him spiritual.
Breakfast. He been drinking some dirty water today.
I'm just saying.
Is that what happens? He got breakfast in bed all of a sudden.
Listen.
My life, he got an epiphany all of a sudden.
We fought hard for this man last Sunday to get this breakfast in bed.
I've been fighting for 2 years to get this man breakfast in bed. He got it. I'm telling you.
He's been off the chain all week. Right now,
you can't tell him nothing because he didn't
right.
everything.
He got all the eggs, all types of hour.
You are the man of the hour.
Some strawberries with whipped cream.
I know what y'all did with them strawberries and whipped cream.
Yeah,
I know. Don't sit there and look. Don't do that.
No, here's the funny part though. Usually the whipped cream is strictly for other purposes. I just actually ate the whipped cream on the strawberries this time. It was just so impressive. You know, nothing actually happened.
Let me tell y'all something about whipped cream and strawberries. Whipped cream, strawberries.
I thought you said you didn't do anything.
I didn't say that. I did not say I didn't do anything. I do a whole lot with whipped cream, strawberries, and some chocolate.
Yeah, most of the time. That's just messy.
Yeah, right.
Turn my mic off.
See, look, that's the Lord trying to get you.
Lord, you must be telling me something. Don't go in depth. But ain't nothing wrong with whipped cream, strawberries, and chocolate, man.
Sunday,
hey, know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let her be the Sunday.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Pour it up.
What
yes.
you think? You know anything about that, JCB?
I like to watch it drip.
I use caramel.
You use caramel?
Hey, caramel work too.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I would use.
That's what you would use.
Yeah. Okay. Hey. Oh, okay. That's what you would use.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Hey, man, this is shock therapy, people. caramel works.
But this is an interesting contrast. Let's see who breaks first. Will he commit to doing things right, or will he break his streak? He got like a Cal Ripken streak going on right now.
I ain't committing to doing things right.
They both got a Cal Ripken streak going on.
Like a Bruno San Martino WWF championship streak going on.
They both got a streak going on. His streak longer than he is.
I don't know about
think about it.
I don't know.
Okay, time out. Let's think about put this
in
perspective.
Why are we putting these numbers on the table right now?
Put this in perspective.
Put this in perspective. He been doing what he doing for a long time.
But see,
he started doing for a long time.
Check this out. This is like a weighted class. Like, you know how you had weighted classes in school? Like the grades meant more because the class was so advanced. He's in an advanced level course right now.
That's all right.
I'll be honest. I couldn't pull it off. Like
I couldn't either.
I could.
I know.
You can pull it off if you lick that leg.
I'm going to make fun of you, but I am. You are the man in the situation.
You got to lift that leg up and then you pull it off.
Stupid.
I'm lost.
Okay, wait, my wait bad.
Oh, you done got lost on that one.
I had a flashback, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, this is shock therapy now.
Right.
We're talking about Sundays.
Don't feel bad, C Murder. It take a while to get used to Coy's voice. I'd be like, what?
Hey, oh, yeah. But that makes sense. They make sense.
After an hour when it sink in, like, oh,
they
make perfect
sense. They make perfect sense.
Hey, man. Sometimes, hey. Ain't sometimes if you got to shave, you take that red.
See, like that's just random. Where did that come from?
Flick of the wrist.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Shave it.
You gotta add to it. You gotta add to it. You gotta break it down.
Oh my god,
ladies and gentlemen, this is Big C. Hey.
You gotta break it down.
This is gonna force you guys to really pay attention to the show because he's gonna say some stuff.
If he say shave it, flick of the wrist.
Yeah.
Then you gotta break that down.
Okay. No. You're gonna find yourself saying what?
You gotta think fast.
Yeah,
think fast, it might go over your head.
My wife thinks like you so confused.
That's y'all.
Usually are the smart ones.
They had these inside jokes, and I mean, they be like deep metaphors. Like Coca Cola.
They don't even know what is
Coca Cola.
Coca Cola.
Cubic cares. And they just random.
Clarence Thomas.
What?
That's what I think of when somebody say Coca Cola.
Say that again.
Am I lying?
What did you say? I missed it because I was talking. What did you say?
I said. If somebody say to me Coca-Cola, I think Clarence Thomas. Because I think, who put puke hairs on my Coke?
I thought he put it in the ice cream.
No, it was on the Coca-Cola can.
But still, that's like so deep off in the left field. Who thinks Coca-Cola and Clarence Thomas together? Nobody but you.
I do.
Now. Nobody but you.
I drink Pepsi, so I don't know.
I could have seen if you said Coca-Cola Christina Aguilera because she was like one of their top sponsors.
Nah,
that
nah.
makes sense. Coca-Cola, Clarence Thomas. Like, you got to get used to his style.
When people say
if you say metaphor. Pepsi, you say Pepsi, you think
I
of
think
Michael.
Of Michael Jackson.
Yeah. You think of little boys.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
see,
no.
There you go.
No. Like,
where, there we go.
What are you Thank thinking you. About on a daily
hey,
basis?
Hey,
what are you thinking about?
How was it that I said it? He caught it.
Because y'all two in the same boat.
Thank you so much.
Y'all
somebody.
Just nasty.
I'm not thinking about little boys in any given situation.
What hey, you
I'm
mean?
Not, I'm not Michael playing Jackson. Name. I'm not playing name association Metaphors. With little boys. Sorry.
Hey, listen. Stop. If you, if okay, let's put it like this. If you think of, if I say to you, man with butt out jeans, who
Prince,
you think
Prince,
of?
Prince. Now, if you be that.
There you go.
That's not. You ain't saying vanilla ice cream and say, ooh, Chaps, Prince. Oh, there we go. That's the connection.
What
the difference?
You if said, I say butt out jeans,
everybody knows that
Prince.
Chaps. Right.
You so say, if I say
that's not the same.
I'm thinking about giving this girl
that's
a Coca-Cola.
That's not the same. Saying Pepsi, Michael Jackson, or little boys.
I'm thinking.
Or if you say Butler's Chaps, I think of the Blue Oyster.
who?
There you Blue go. Oyster. Right there. Oh, wow. That's what I'm talking
Police
about.
Academy.
But see, those are more descriptive because that actually goes directly with
but
the
But you can play with it. You got to be able to play with it.
I don't want to play with little boys. I don't want to play with little boys.
I'm talking about playing with little boys.
You said Pepsi.
You take this in a whole other world.
You said Pepsi is another realm.
You said Pepsi, Michael Jackson, little boys. Pepsi, Michael Jackson, little boys. You got to play with it. I don't want to play with little boys.
No, you sound slow. You sound like you playing with little boys. We're not talking
y'all
about
y'all don't want to brought up little boys. We talk about Pepsi.
Okay, look. Now, let me give him another metaphor.
Let's see.
Pork chop sideburns.
Elvis. Elvis. That's easy.
So what is so hard about this?
I don't
understand.
Time out. Everybody's not speaking for a second.
So if I say I got my pork chops.
Butt chaps are directly associated with Prince.
Right.
Pork chop sideburns are directly associated with Elvis. You know these people by these things.
Right.
Pepsi and little boys do not go together.
No, what he said was Pepsi and fire.
Even Mike, huh?
He said Pepsi and fire.
Michael Jackson.
No, he didn't. He said Pepsi, Michael Jackson, little boys.
No, he said Pepsi, fire.
I guess
we're
recording right here.
The whole point is, Coy caught it. When I said Pepsi, immediately.
Yeah, Coy
Michael
caught
Jackson.
It. Who else in here caught Coca-Cola and Clarence Thomas? Raise your hand if you can be honest. Coca-Cola and Clarence Thomas,
man,
you got it.
Wrong,
nobody
I
but those two.
Only because he talked
right.
about it. I caught it.
Okay. Now
let me just ask you this. So when you think of Sprite, if I say Voltron, what you think of?
Voltron?
Yeah. Do you even
know
who Voltron
movie.
Is?
Yeah, the Voltron form. I think of the five things coming together.
See, when I think of Voltron, I think of Sprite.
Why?
Because of that commercial.
Because of that commercial.
Okay, check this out. I'm going to prove my theory right here.
Okay.
You three brothers, Mr. JCB, Mav, Charles. Luster's Pink Oil Lotion. Explain to me what that means to you.
Think about what he's saying.
Luster's Pink Lotion.
The word right there, Luster.
No, I don't need you to try to give them any description.
No.
If it's so simple to catch.
Pink Lotion.
Tell me,
oh
Luster's
my
Pink
God,
Lotion.
It's the most
the
simple
Mav
one.
Just made an illegal comment earlier
okay.
regarding lotion. So my mind is to what the Mav just said. So.
Illegal.
Okay. Don't say anything because this is their little inside joke that everybody's supposed to get. Luster's Pink Oil Lotion.
Just said it. You supposed to say pink oil lotion. Supposed to say Luster's. If I say Jerry Curl, you say Snapback.
Nobody's thinking like that. Nobody is putting those things together like that.
Why not? Just listen at it. Okay, so if I say hot water bottle and vinegar, what you think of?
That's more direct. That's directly associated with it.
But I think of Snapback.
That's more. That's everybody knows what hot water bottle and vinegar for.
No, the younger everybody under 30 don't know
Luster's
that.
Pink oil lotion. Luster's Pink Oil Lotion has nothing to do with the snapback that you're referring to.
Why not?
Nothing.
It do if you had a Jerry Curl.
No, man. First of all, technically,
wait a minute. Hold on.
If you want to be technical, you're not using Luster's Pink Oil Lotion for Jerry.
First of all, if I say Luster's Pink Oil Lotion, I'm thinking the edge is being blended. That's what I'm thinking of right
now. You see how everybody laughing? Because nobody gets this until you say
that's what I'm thinking of. But if I say Jerry Curl, somebody already thinking of Carefree.
Right.
Or Soul
Glow.
Or
Soul
Glow,
yeah. Or Soul Glow.
Yes, you're thinking of that, but where does the snapback come in?
Now, if I say vinegar and hot water bottle, that means snapback. Because that's what they
how are
do.
Those things associated? How
he
are
lost
those
me
things?
On the last
see,
one.
Speak up a little louder, Maverick. Say that again.
He lost.
Listen, I don't even know what that means.
That's all I'm trying to say, man.
How old are you, man? How old are you, man?
I'm 29.
That's my point. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay, so you
because everybody that's over 30 know what that means.
Yo, man, I never played with that bottle in the shower.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Be sitting in a tub and you be.
Granny, what is this?
Got a little tube on that come out.
What is this?
Yeah, I don't know nothing about
what
that.
What is this?
Take it off your mouth, boy. Oh, Granny.
Trying to blow it up.
Oh, this tastes like shrimp.
Mm. He thought that was a toy.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Who had scampies in here?
We thought that was a toy when we were younger. What's wrong with you? You see it hanging on that bathroom roll right up underneath that.
You done had a little too many experiences with that.
Hey, it used to wear when she go outside with her.
So
that robe that she had with them two fingers.
You stupid.
Mr. Arnold, get your butt in this house. You know the street lights is on. Hey, I ain't ashamed. I know my mother used to do that. And y'all mother used to do it too. Had that little hospital gown on, holding them two fingers, and she walk outside with them house shoes on. Y'all know what it is. Come on now.
Y'all ever walked in or accidentally grabbed a crusty rag by mistake? Didn't know.
Because anything that had any kind, anything that was hanging up by my mother's bathrobe, I didn't touch.
That was her rag right there.
You don't mess with that to yourself.
never touched her rag.
Yeah, you ain't you, because you always for some reason knew that was your mama.
Yeah,
right.
We need to get a visual from Ab over here about the bottle, the water bottle with the vinegar. Like,
man, that look. You know what I'm talking about, C-Mur. That brown water bottle.
He seemed like he could give a seminar.
That little cream tube that came out of it.
Oh,
it was about that high, yeah, about like that wide. It felt like a dodgeball.
He gonna have to go Google it.
It felt like a dodgeball. Am I lying, C Murder? Come on now, dog. Am I lying? Come on, talk to the people.
It felt like a dodgeball.
It had the same material as that dodgeball.
The grip of the dodgeball.
Yeah.
No, it had the same material as that dodgeball.
That's what it was.
That's why I say when you grab it, you be like, and then come, then all that.
That's just disgusting. But ladies and gentlemen, this is what you got to get used to.
God,
and feel free, once we finally start airing the show, then we just promo and having a little fun right now. But feel free to prove my theory. And we're going to create a hashtag. Just hashtag what koi.
Man, I'm lost for words.
Every time you say something that nobody else gets,
you be with me.
Yeah, call it dodgeball. That's what you
dodgeball.
He can't get that.
Hashtag dodgeball.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Hashtag.
We're gonna do hashtag dodgeball and hashtag dodgeball and hashtag what koi. Because that's what you're gonna say a lot when he gives these.
You can catch them too.
What koi? What?
Shrimp scampi.
Yeah.
Shrimp scampi.
Sometimes you can't dodge all the balls.
Pause. Time out. Maverick. This is what they're trying to say. I know his analogy was weird, but what he was talking about was snapping back the female reproductive organ.
Yes.
I know he threw you off because he said Luscious Peak lotion and nobody
threw me off too.
Nobody can associate those things, but that's what he was trying to say.
Okay.
And that's the point I'm trying to make. Like, where do you get your analogies from, man?
I got mine from my grandparents. I don't know where he got that.
You got Luscious Peak oil.
Somebody say my daddy went on vacation. That usually meant he went to jail.
Yeah. That's a common saying.
Yeah, he at work.
That's a common saying.
He at work
out of state.
Yeah, he out of town.
How long he gonna be gone for a minute.
Yeah.
Well, what's a minute? When I get to see
him? Let's go visit your daddy at work. Okay.
Right, exactly. Yeah. He at work. Well, what are he doing behind that thick glass, mama? Well, he, you know,
why they all wearing the same orange color?
Yeah, they all janitors.
Company uniform, right?
They all janitors.
I mean, you know. Come on now, let's be for real. You ain't never heard them analogies.
Yes, those. But the ones that you give, I've never heard before.
Why? They not hard to figure out.
Yes, they are.
Well, here you just got a piece of together. Calling,
we got a couple. Okay, we're doing a name contest for you. We're going to throw one out there, the Riddler. That's what your name going to be. You're going to be the Riddler.
I take that. They call me the Riddler. Hey.
I'm going to put that one in the hat.
The Riddler.
Like, what is he talking about?
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying. Sometimes, you know, when you get to one of them glades, you got to plug in.
See what I'm saying? Explain, please.
Plug in both of those holes.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Plug it in. Plug it in.
Okay. So I caught that one.
Okay.
You already know. Yeah.
The thumb action. What's up with the thumb action? Y'all stupid.
Act like they don't know. What do you think about that, JT? Wow.
Yeah, that's all right.
Plug it in, my man.
That's my partner. Hey, that's why that's my partner.
Yeah, that one.
So y'all doing like this?
That made sense.
Right.
That made sense.
Mav still sitting over there lost.
Nah, I get it. See, I used to call it the toucan.
Dope.
I used to call it the toucan. Yeah, I used to call it the toucan. Y'all do like this. I called it the toucan.
Oh, boy.
This is the analogy show.
Oh, boy.
It probably should be like an age restriction on this show.
No, it doesn't need to be because they won't know what you're talking about at all. Yeah. They will have no clue.
Give me a man.
That's all right. Everybody over 30 do.
Mommy, what's the toucan? Plug it in.
You got to hit it with the toucan. You know what I'm saying?
That sounds like something off Mortal Kombat.
Right. Toucan. Toucan.
Yeah.
That's Street Fighter.
For real. You got to hit him with the toucan, man.
Mortal Kombat. Finish her.
Hey, that sounds like, hey, I ain't gonna lie, I got my finishing move. It's called the Inception.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've heard about that. Now, this one actually made sense.
It made a lot of sense.
This one made sense.
That made a lot of sense.
I think we might have to save that for a podcast.
Yeah, we gonna have to save that one for the podcast because the Inception is something else, dog.
Inception.
You seen the movie, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you missing out, man. It's a great movie.
Yeah, who started?
You ain't seen the Inception?
What you call it?
Let's just say it involves sleep and a whole lot of water.
And a kick.
Yeah.
I've seen like previews and bits and pieces, but I never sat down and watched it.
You never saw Inception either, C. Martin?
I'm a movie buff. I gotta look that one up.
You never saw Inception?
Is this new?
No.
I've been out for a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm a DiCaprio fan, too. What? Oh. Inception. Okay. Man. I gotta Google it.
Coy's leaving the studio because he has a tinkle. He didn't want to let anybody know. But since I'm just saying it's over there in the mic anyway, so he got tinkle. So I mean, I figured, you know, somebody's going to ask about it. So I might as well put it out there.
Hey, you know him.
So ahead, JTB, close this out. This has been a shock therapy promo, and if you're just getting used to how this thing works, this is how it is. Random chaos. That's why Shock Therapy. Every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Culture Shock Entertainment Radio, www.cseradio.caster.fm. Get ready to have some fun or become highly pissed off. Well, I don't know your personality type. Hey, it's going to be one of the two.
Hey, I'm looking to build my fan base up. I want to make sure that we get all the people back in here.
They're not called fans. They're called angry mob.
They call my niggas. I need my niggas back. I need my girls back. Yeah, I need them all to come back.
Please don't go here. We need these shows to air.
Huh?
We need these shows to actually make it on the air.
These niggas know what's up.
I already know how this is about to go.
Make sure everybody come back in. Tune in. Your boy JTB is on. What is he? The Riddler, the Coy, Big C, whatever he want
to
be called.
We ain't figured it out yet, but I'm throwing the Riddler in the hat because I leave confused a lot of times talking to him. You know, I just don't want to feel embarrassed.
Head scratcher.
Yeah. Justin, the only reason Justin get it, Mr. I'm Just Saying, is because he's been around him so long. He's been indoctrinated. Nobody else that just met this guy knows what he's talking about.
Some of it makes sense, though. It makes sense.
He explains it.
No, if you listen to what he's saying, it makes sense.
Speak the same language.
If you say so.
We speak the same language.
Big C is back in the room. I want him to help me close out the show.
How many of those analogies did you get today?
A couple of them. Like, at least
you didn't get Coca-Cola, and you didn't get pink lotion.
I got the pink lotion.
You got to get pink lotion.
No, you associated that with snapback. You went all the way through the Jerry Curl era and with the snapback.
Ain't nothing wrong with snapback, but excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I had to go make some lemonade.
Oh, that, you know.
Did you see the?
Before you close out, this is another thing that's going to be interesting. This is another thing that's going to be interesting. This nut that we call the Junior Teddy Bear likes to use the N-word a lot. This man over here doesn't like the N-word.
You don't like the N-word?
I like to see it. That's going to go.
I tolerate it. I don't like the N-word.
Well, the Dre,
the Maverick, like he don't like it either.
I mean,
I say it because I'm sitting next to him.
I don't care about it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I just don't like nobody that, you know what I'm saying? Especially like when we be at work and people use the N-word around
in front of other people.
It kind of made me feel uncomfortable.
I can't say that either.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I have a problem calling white people the N-word.
I don't have no problem calling them.
Yeah,
N-word.
I say that too. I don't have a I don't discriminate with it.
I don't discriminate with it. Yeah. And I think that's a lot of.
I'm an equal opportunity
N-word caller.
N-word user.
Yeah, I use the word anytime I feel fit.
Yeah. Now, that I do agree with because everybody ain't an N-word, but sometimes when you see them N-words, you just got to
let them know.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't like using it per se, but you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes it slips out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it do. Because I find myself letting it slip out a little bit at work sometimes. Be like this.
You got to tell your supervisor to stop acting like a nigga. You know what I'm saying? What is wrong with you?
I come in there every day, you know. Little sweet. Little sweet. She just like a nigga, too.
Just like a nigga. See, that's what I'm saying. If these niggas would get their
nobody knows who Little Sweet is, FYI. Yeah.
That's all right.
That's your code. That's how you go. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, we going to keep it
she
as
she knows if she
sweet.
Ever listens to the show.
She ain't going to never listen to the show.
That is true. She is Cinderella.
I'm going to do better with using the N-word.
You don't have to
ninja.
Around me.
Say ninja.
Or nickel.
Nickel.
Nick counts, man. It's the same thing.
That's close.
I hate when people try to adapt words.
NICCA is different.
I hate when people try to adapt words. Like, that's the same thing. It's the exact same thing.
Come on, Math got something
put it like
to say.
This.
Math,
put it like,
you Math looking at me like he got something to say.
You
come
can't
on,
go on
Math.
National TV and say that.
Come on, dog. Your edges is blending, man.
If I
start
using the N-word, I may use something worse.
I hope not, Mr.
I would use well, I something
Mr.
worse.
Mr. Elder yeah, in the church, like Mr. Minister, I hope you wouldn't use anything
I
worse.
Know how to repent.
That means when you repent, you tell the Lord the truth.
Right.
About what I said about
like Jesus, you know that the word I called him.
Lord have mercy.
Did you hear that, Lord?
You see this nigga, Lord?
Yeah, right, exactly. There you go.
You created this nigga.
Look at him. Look at that little simpleton running around here. Look at him. Simpleton nigga.
This big water head. Big water head. Was this one of your jokes, Jesus?
We all getting tickets coming out of here. I'm telling you, all everybody getting tickets.
Was it a little retarded one of your jokes?
That's how I know guy got humor when I look around at some of the people.
Oh,
do
man.
The speed limit. Exactly. Put your seatbelt.
He was a comedian too.
Yeah. He's like, watch this. Did you see that thing I just made? We gonna call her Sarah.
Or Eve.
Oh man.
Wow.
Boy. And you got nerve to be talking about me in the way that I talk.
Told you he was worse. I tried to warn you what you was getting into.
I'm just listening, Lord.
I got a lot of nerve.
I'm just
talking about me and my analogies. Oh man. He just said, look what I just made.
The warrior you was getting into Sarah. The spider's web with the JTB. Oh, that is dangerous.
Hey, he ain't say I'm going to call it. He said, we going to call it Sarah.
All right, man. We got a minute left. End the show, man. End the show. Every Friday at 4, Shock Therapy, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all see it. Y'all see what y'all about to get yourselves into.
Come on with it. We taking questions, emails, texts.
Let's go. Let's everything. Do this. Let's do this.
I'm taking everything. Anything that y'all got to offer.
I'm ready. Play my intro on the way out.
Just bring us.
Why would we play an intro on the exit?
I just want them to know. It's been a long time. Let's go.
A long time. Okay. Let's go ahead and just play the song all the way out.
Bring the apple
pie
with y'all.
Play the song all the way out. Yeah.
Let's do that. Let me.
I want sweets.
Hold on.
Hey, you can call me Ricky Williams. I like that name.
What? Okay. See, that's another what coy moment.
I eat sweets.
Holla back, people.
I eat sweets. What's that, chocolate?
Way. Would you give up or try again if I hesitate to let you in? Now would you be yourself or play a role? Tell all the boys or keep it low? If I say no, would you turn away or play me off or would you stay up? Oh, don't succeed. Dust yourself off and try again. You can dust it off and try again. Cause if at first you don't succeed. Try again. Dust yourself off and try again. I'm into you into me, but I can't let it go so easily. Not till I see what this could be eternity or just a week. We know our chemistry is off the chain. It's perfect now, but will it change? This ain't a yes, this ain't a no. Just do your thing, we'll see how it goes. Don't succeed. Dust yourself off. Dust
top off and try it again. Can dust it off and try it again. Try it again. But she don't succeed. All away. I might be shy on the first day. What about the next day? Say you don't wanna throw it all away. You bugging on the first day. What about the next day? Try again. You can dust it off and try again. Try again.